Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need to get out of a meeting? Call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS Live on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Wake your asses up. Al Cintron on the Fan. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Joined by Rami Lami behind the glass. Rami, what's up?
What's up, dude?
I'm more than good.
Excited.
More than good. You got the Jets playing a game on Monday night versus the Bills. Who's going to be watching with the Yankees playing? We'll see what the ratings are. Giants play a Sunday night football game minus Malik Nabers, minus Kayvon. See if anybody's watching that because the Mets are playing game one at around the same time. As the Giants take the field versus the Bengals. Game one of the NLCS. And no, I'm not making it up. It's really happening. The Mets, Dodgers, Lindor, the Gambler, Senga, Betts, Mets, Dodgers from L.A. In front of those, what's the word I can use without getting in trouble? In front of those derelict fans. That don't know how to act. The only time I ever felt feared for my life was at a Dodger game. Game 3, 2006, Mets-Dodgers, when we swept their asses. It's the only time I've ever felt from the highway to the parking lot, in the stadium, yes, even in the bathroom, because you can't even go to the bathroom without somebody wanting to fight you in Dodger Stadium, to the stands, to leaving the stadium. It was a joke. So, Mets fans, be prepared. But this is it. We talked about the MVP, Lindor being MVP, and if he didn't get hurt, to me, the MVP race would be much closer than it's probably going to be because the media can't get enough of Shohei Ohtani. I mean, just watch the Fox broadcast. Ohtani is 19 batters away. It's obnoxious. It's obnoxious. But game one, Kodai Senga versus Flaherty, how confident are you Met fans going into the series with the Dodgers? Me? I'm super confident. Super confident. Since the London series, the Mets were the second best team in baseball behind the Padres, who just lost to the Dodgers. The Mets don't do the chirping that the Padres did, and the Padres went home 24 innings without scoring a run. How about that in a row? How about that? But I'm pumped for this series. My confidence is super high. Just ask Evan. We were there for game four. Ninth inning, Diaz comes in. I'll get to Lindor Grand Slam in a second because I'm going to enjoy talking about that one. But the atmosphere of games three and four was electric. And when Diaz came in the ninth inning, I looked over at Evan as he was nervous and pacing and couldn't sit still and his energy was negative. And I even told him, I said, stop being so negative. This game is over. He looked at me like he wanted to slap me. Like he wanted to slap me. But I knew. That game was over. Yes, Diaz let the first two guys on, and things got really dicey. But I knew things were going to be great even after that because instead of booing Edwin Diaz, the fans were chanting his name. And you could see him gain confidence. And Lindor told him at the mound, don't say you're going to do it. Just do it. Just do it. And that's exactly what he did. Striking out Kyle Schwarber. Hey, Kyle, you know what you can do with that thumb you stuck up that they, you know, when you hit a home run? Because Edwin Diaz owns that ass. And the Mets, in four, like I said, if they won game one, they'd win in four. Move on to the NLCS. Now, things were tight. Mets had several chances in that game four early. Bases loaded, left six runners on, didn't get it done. And then the sixth inning. I text Lewis, who was sitting in section 4, 5, 5:03, I believe. I text him. Sixth inning is when the Mets are going to do their thing. In the fourth inning, I told him that. And Francisco Lindor comes up to the plate. Bases loaded. And delivers. To say that I was screaming like a 5-year-old schoolgirl is an understatement. Because that right there, I mean, he's done it numerous times. Numerous times this year. Numerous times. And if you're still going to hate on him, you are an idiot. You are a straight up idiot. And you know who you are. It's nice to see that some people have come around admitting that they were wrong about Lindor. But that stadium was unhinged. That stadium was shaking. It's the first time that I felt Citi Field shake. It felt like the catch in Game 7 versus the Cardinals when Shea Stadium was literally shaking. And my brother was on the phone. I called him, and I told him Shea Stadium was shaking. He said, you better be careful. I said, if we die, we die at Shea, baby. Well, the Mets season died at Shea, Game 7. Now, I was on earlier today with Dexter and Dexter Henry and my boy Anthony Rivera, Subway to Shea podcast host. And I was asked, what do I think about the series? I said, realistically, the Mets in 7. But if the Mets win the first two games in L.A., I expect a split. But I said, if the Mets win the first two games in L.A., I said it on his show, and I'll say it here for everybody here. If the Mets win the first two games in L.A., they will sweep the Dodgers. They will sweep them. You look at the names in the Dodgers. You look at all the names, all the superstars. And you look at the Mets starting rotation. That, if anything, was like a D-plus according to the quote-unquote experts. Who's got the better starting pitching staff now? I expect Kodai Senga to give you 4 to 5 innings this time. I believe the Mets were confident that they'd get to the next round, that they'd beat the Phillies. And why not? They played kick-ass baseball since June. It wasn't just a small sample size. Not even close. The Mets earned this. In 2022, we limped into the playoffs. My confidence was not so great. This playoff, my confidence has been through the roof. Because the way this team is, the chemistry, the energy, the positivity, the way they unified, even Happy Jeff, the way they've been unified, united as one. In May, the season was dead. 11 games out, under 500. Dead. Just unwatchable baseball. Unwatchable. No one going to the games. And now look. Now look. A lot of us have egg on our faces. Steve Cohen said before the season, it's a playoff team. A lot of people laughed. Even the callers called in and laughed. I said 86 and get the final wild card spot. They signed J.D. Martinez right before the season started. He needed 9 months to get ready for the season. At least it felt like that. And here we are. The New York Mets are playing the deferred money Dodgers in the NLCS Game 1 later on tonight. Unbelievable. Now I wanted the whole revenge tour. I was all for it. Go to Atlanta, earn a playoff spot, not back your way in. Earn, which they did. Go to Milwaukee, a building you have never played well in. Exercise those demons. Done. For the first time in playoff history, play the Phillies. And I got to admit, Spike, I love you. And you're the reason I'm here. But it was nice to see your face when the Mets went to Francisco Lindor hit that grand slam. And you did say something to us, to me and Evan. You said that you had a dream. I believe you said that Carlos Estevez will give up the home run. Well, you were right about that. You were right about that. I stood for all the festivities. I even did I was Evan's guest on a Rico. The players came back out on the field, celebrated with the fans. That was beautiful to see. Francisco Lindor emotional crying. Don't ever tell me that man does not care. But the Mets are playing the Dodgers in the NLCS. And it feels fantastic. The atmosphere, Citi Field, the fans brought it. The fans brought it. From the jump. So big ups and props to New York Mets fans for bringing it. The Phillies bullpen, they talked about it. oh, you know, they got this all-star and that all-star. The Mets smacked that ass. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Red October, more like Dead October. You had the Knicks who whooped on the Philadelphia 76ers' asses, took him beat out, and it got even better with the New York Mets. You know, all you Philly podcasters, Philadelphia Philly podcasters and streamers and whatever else you are.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Experts that we're going to sweep the Mets. We're going to beat the Mets. This is the Mets. We can't lose to them. Whoops. Whoops. And don't worry, Philadelphia 76ers fans. Because if the Knicks and the Sixers meet again in the playoffs, we're going to do the same thing again. Look at sports in New York a year ago. Just look at it. Mets and Yankees dead. Aaron Rodgers out for the season. The Giants, Daniel Jones was seeing ghosts versus Seattle, getting sacked 15 times. The Knicks were the only thing positive to talk about leading up to the season. Now look, the Mets in the NLCS, the Yankees in the NLCS, and they better not take the Guardians lightly. The Jets, well, there's still turmoil there. Fire their coach. The Giants, Sunday Night Football, and the Knicks are championship contenders. What a time to be a New York sports fan. And the Rangers just started. By the way, you see that ridiculous banner they hung? Regular season, what is it? Best regular season champs? How'd that turn out? That's just as bad as Mets hanging wild card banners. I can't stand it. How many Ranger fans cheered for that when that banner went up? I would have went to the bathroom.
Hockey actually has like a term for it, though.
What is it?
President's Cup, if you have the best regular season. I don't remember them hanging that, though, in 15.
This is new. They were just giving I mean, it's like giving a participation trophy. You didn't win. You got bullied and smacked around by the Florida Panthers. Same thing when I see the Met wild card banners hanging. I think it's ridiculous. Unless you were to get to the World Series. But even that, like NL East champs, okay, I get. National League champs, I get. Best record, no, I don't get it. I don't. But I'm pumped for the NLCS. Mets, Dodgers, to my Giant Met fans. Are you watching the Mets or are you watching the Giants or are you DVRing one to watch the other? I mean, if you're a Met Giant fan, there's no way in hell you're watching the Giants over the Mets unless you got some money on the game. And even so, even that. It's just a regular season game compared to the NLCS. Some place that in May, no one expected the Mets would get into. No one. No one in May. No one. You know, Nick Castellanos came out and said, well, the Mets won the series. We're the better team. Stop it, you schmuck. Stop it. Take your L and go home. Take your L and go home. And to all the morons out there who said Trey Turner was better than Francisco Lindor, go ahead. I will wait for an apology. Because I've been telling you for a long time, Trey Turner is not him. He's not Francisco Lindor. He's not. Trey Turner is not a leader. Francisco Lindor is. Does both at the plate, on the field, and in the clubhouse. That's three things. David Peterson, shout out to David Peterson, out the bullpen. The only lefty that the Mets can rely on out the bullpen. Fantastic job. I know some people didn't want to take him out for Diaz. No. I was all for bringing Diaz in. Three-run lead. Let's go. I want to hear trumpets in the clincher. And it happened. Brandon Nimmo showing emotion. And rightfully so. Lost his grandma. Played his ass off. Pete Alonso. Big hits. Big home runs. If it wasn't for him, there'd be no NLDS. There'd be no NLCS. Mark Vientos, stud, stud. You think Buck is kicking himself now? I should have played him more. Stud. Nice cleats, by the way. up and down the lineup, up and down the roster, everyone's contributed. Everyone has a piece in this. That's what makes this so special. This has 2015 atmosphere. I said I wanted, you know, when I called them for the stadium, from the stadium game three pregame, and the reception was bad because the fans were screaming. It was tough. This had, I wanted, we want blood. The Utley, we want Utley blood game. Game three. The stadium was intense. Mets Dodgers, 2015. Here we are. Mets Dodgers, the stakes are higher. NLCS, winner goes to the World Series, loser goes home. And I think the Mets are going to the World Series. And I honestly think we're going to have a Subway Series 24 years later. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the breakout. Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.